Okay, so anything new as far as UASs are concerned? I mean, we've seen a lot of action, but also a lot of inaction on that front in the last couple months.
Sure. Well, we have hit a milestone. This past Friday was the deadline for FAA's proposed rule that they had put out in February. The last time I checked, I think there were about 40,000 comments that were actually submitted. So going forward, the FAA is going to comb through those comments, make sure they read everything that everyone submitted. And but when it's all said and done, we're possibly looking at another 16 months until that final rule comes out after the whole process. So,
and why that 16 months? Is that just the rulemaking, or have they said it's just going to take them that long to go through the comments?
Yeah, just the rulemaking. They have to read all the comments. They have to adjust anything from the proposed rule that they see fit. Then that rule will have to go to OMB for review. So it will just take some time.
Yeah. So have you guys had a chance to kind of sift through the comments or see what the general tone of what they're hearing has been?
Well, I have been able to talk to a lot of other farm organizations and commodity groups and seen some of the things that they've written about, and really a lot of similarities between the comments that have been posted. We all see the great potential that stems from this new technology. We're all excited for our farmers to be able to start using them sometime soon. When it comes to agriculture, I've really seen that a lot of people are on the same page.
Okay, so if everybody's on the same page, agriculturally speaking, could there be a potential hang-up at all? I mean, obviously nothing sails through perfectly. This is Washington, for God's sakes. So, I mean, if there's a hang-up, where is it?
Well, there are some groups concerned with the privacy aspect of UAS. We've actually seen those issues arise with some of our farmers as well. And that's why in a separate process that was led by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, they were leading the best practices for privacy when it comes to the technology. So we actually submitted comments to that as well, talking about the data and privacy protections over farms. So there's some privacy issues out there.
Okay, so in the 16 months that they're going to be reviewing comments and drafting a rule, what can NCGA and other groups and their members do during this process?
Well, there's been considerable interest on the technology on the Hill. There's been several hearings and committees, and several lawmakers have come out either opposed or in support of this technology. So we're going to keep doing our part in educating different members of Congress on our farmers' opinions and making sure that they're heard, and keep pushing the issue.
And you mentioned that there's some concerns about privacy even within the producer community. So with that in mind, what's the general climate within NCGA's leadership and within their membership about where you guys stand on drones? I mean, yes, there's a lot of potential for, for good crop scouting, things of that nature, but also you're flying over somebody's land, and there's got to be concern about that. So, I mean, is your membership just generally in favor of the technology?
Yeah, in general, we're huge supporters of the technology, really want to see the potential benefits that are attributed to them, but we're also going to make sure that we're a player in this privacy game, make sure that the technology isn't being abused against farmers or anyone for that matter.
Okay, and where's the bridge between good privacy language and, at the same time, thorough use of the technology?
Well, I think it's just about respecting people's privacy rights. When we see data generated from the farm, we believe that that data is solely owned by the farmer. And we don't think that anyone should be able to fly over a farm and collect that data without explicit consent from them. And I know a lot of homeowners would say the same thing about their homes and things like that. So in terms of privacy, I think we really align with a lot of the community out there.
And are they still looking at things like, you got to be a registered pilot to fly the things and things of that nature? I mean, what's still on the table at this point?
So that was actually something that was going around before the proposed rule out when it came down to getting the pilot license. When the proposed rule came out, that was actually not in there. So that was a huge step forward in terms of access for our farmers, because that's a pretty big hurdle to jump for those that don't have the money to go through that program or the time, because there's significant hours that you have to log behind the wheel of flying a plane. So what the FAA did instead, they proposed a UAS operator class. So instead of giving a pilot's license, you just have to take a general aeronautical knowledge test, which is made up of several different categories. You'd have to get vetted by the TSA, register your UAS, make sure it has a number of registration on there, and some other different steps like that. But they did step back from that initial rumor that was going around about getting a pilot's license.
Okay. And are we still hearing a lot of the same concerns about just air safety in general? Because it seems like that's died down a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of the proposed rules that they put out were put out there to really mitigate a lot of those safety concerns. I think that, you know, as the technology continues to advance and you see sense and avoid technology being able to be made smaller and put in these systems, I think there will be relatively safe to use. So a lot of those safety concerns have died down with the proposed rule. But we're going to do our part when it comes to educating our members, letting them know that they will be sharing airspace with some users and make sure they know the system that they're going to be using to use it safely.
And in the meantime, the producers that have already taken the leap and have already purchased something, what can they do?
Well, right now you can only use UAS as a hobby.
Okay.
So you cannot use it for commercial purposes, and that's something that we you know, try to remind our membership that if FAA catches wind that you're using it for purposes other than using it as a hobby, they will try and slap a fine on you.
So it doesn't matter how much you enjoy growing that field of corn. I mean, if you try and turn around and sell it, that's going to be an issue.
Right. If let's say you fly it over your cornfield and it's just for fun, and you know, you don't take any pictures, you don't make any decisions based off of those pictures, just for fun, you have a smile on your face, and that's perfectly fine. But if you take a picture looking down on a cornfield and make a management decision based off of it, whether it's, you know, applying a little extra fertilizer or using a little pesticide here instead of the whole field, that is considered, you know, a management decision. It's considered a commercial process, so that's technically not allowed right now.
All right, sounds good. I think that's about all I got. Anything else you wanted to mention that maybe I didn't ask about?
You know, I think that's it. You know, we just support the technology and hope that the FAA continues to look at agriculture as they make these rules.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you.